Hi, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. And just to make sure that we have a representation of all ages, I would like to ask you, what is the year of your birth?
83.
Thank you so much for that. At the same time, it seems that you were already half in the middle of the survey, so we can go ahead and continue from there, okay? I would like to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress, right? For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing. And a 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Okay. The first one right here is, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. But Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. And as a result, over 2.7 million more Black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023. From 0 to 10, how convincing is this statement for you so you can vote for Democrats in Congress?
You said 10 was the highest.
Yeah?
10.
Okay. Now then we have gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress send thoughts on prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you, ma'am?
An 8.
Thank you. Then we have, no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will. But Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that will force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risks to mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
10.
Thank you. Then we have costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by keeping prescription drug costs of $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 million, and cutting credit card late fees. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
10.
And then we have, when Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries as a representative in Congress. Jeffries has vowed to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get big things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress this election, Jeffries will become the first Black Speaker of the House and continue delivering for us. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
9.
Thank you so much for that. We have just a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated? From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. And 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Like a 6.
6? Okay, thank you. Sometimes in surveys like these, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate? The Republican candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Say that again?
Yeah. Let me repeat it back to you now. Sometimes in surveys like these, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Definitely a Democrat.
Thank you. Once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10. Where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. The first one is, Democrats bring down prices and make cost of living more affordable. From 0 to 10, how well do you think this describes Democrats in Congress?
I'll say about 7.
Thank you. And then we have, Democrats want to build black wealth. From 0 to 10, how well do you think it describes Democrats in Congress?
Say about 7 again.
Thank you so much for that. Political issues. Would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Okay, conservative.
Somewhat conservative?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
One.
Okay, so that's a yes, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself as strong or not as strong Democrat?
I'll say strong.
Strong? Great. Thank you so much for that. How would you describe your employment status? Would you say that you are employed full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student? I'm sorry?
Full-time.
Part-time. Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 year? Oh, full-time. I'm sorry. Great, let's go with full-time. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
Thank you so much for that. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
65,000.
Okay, 55, right?
65.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? Would you say that you attend religious services more than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, or never?
It varies, but right now, 2 times a year.
So would you say a few times a year, right?
Yes.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation, ma'am. Have a wonderful one. I really appreciate you picking up the phone.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.